This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that the interests of farmers, cattle rearers and small entrepreneurs are of utmost importance to the nation. He affirmed that India will not allow any harm to these groups under any pressure. The PM said this while addressing a gathering after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad.
आज भारत ने आत्मनिर्भरता को विकसित भारत के निर्माण का आधार बना दिया है। अपने किसानों, अपने मछुआरों, अपने पशुपालकों, अपने उद्यमियों के दम पर भारत तेजी से विकास के रास्ते पर चल रहा है।
The Prime Minister assured that the government is dedicated to ensuring a dignified life for every section of the society. He highlighted that easing the lives of the urban poor remains a top government priority. Mr. Modi noted that Gujarat leads in sectors such as diamond, textiles, pharmaceuticals, semiconductors and petrochemicals. The projects launched today are related to urban development, energy, roads and railways. Mr. Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad tomorrow. India and Fiji have reiterated zero tolerance towards terrorism by rejecting double standards on it. During the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Fijian counterpart Sithibeni Rabuka in New Delhi, both the leaders agreed to strengthen cooperation against terrorism and condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The two leaders condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and stressed on the need to counter radicalization, combat terror financing, prevent exploitation of new and emerging technologies for terrorist activities and tackle terrorist recruitment. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Secretary South Ministry of External Affairs Nina Malhotra said the talks covered the entire gamut of bilateral relations, including political cooperation, trade, healthcare, mobility and defence. Fijian Prime Minister Rabuka arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. The Prime Minister of Fiji today called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu said India remains committed to strengthening its relations and development partnership with the Pacific Island countries, among which Fiji remains a special partner. The Election Commission has addressed the long-felt need for constructive discussions with the national and state political parties across all levels in the past 6 months by having several rounds of meetings with the representatives of all recognized political parties in a structured manner. These meetings were envisaged by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar at the Conference of Chief Election Officers held in March this year. The Ministry of Railways and NTPC today convened a national conference on fly ash utilization and transportation at the Power Management Institute in Noida. The ministry highlighted that in 2024-25, India generated more than 340 million tons of fly ash, of which 332.63 million tons were successfully utilized. It added that 32% of the total fly ash generated was used in the construction of roads and flyovers, followed by 27% utilized within the cement industry and 14% in the manufacturing of bricks and tiles. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Odisha, Punjab and Rajasthan tomorrow. In weightlifting, Tokyo Olympic silver medalist Mirabai Chanu won a gold medal at the Commonwealth Championships in Ahmedabad today after lifting a total weight of 193 kg in women's 48 kg category. Earlier today, India bagged two gold medals. Preeti Smith Abhoy lifted a total of 150 kg in the women's 44 kg to 48 kg category, while in men's 56 kg to 60 kg category, Dharamjyoti Devgaria clinched a gold by lifting a total of 224 kg. Indian women shooters dominated the 25-meter pistol junior individual event, clinching gold, silver and bronze medals each at the Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.